We have been working now for a good number of weeks, and we've been going through a sermon series on how God reaches out to us in the midst of being uncomfortable, and how God calls us to not just see uncomfortable situations, difficult challenges, uncomfortable choices as things to be avoided or survived or gotten through, but as opportunities for growth, for us to become something more than what we are, and to have a deeper ministry than what we already have. And in today's gospel lesson, Jesus is giving what may very well be the worst pep talk in the history of pep talks, as his disciples are coming to him in a time of trial, and he basically says to them, I know you're worried that things are going to get bad. It's going to be worse than you think. And while it becomes worse than you think, I would like you to consider taking up your own personal cross and following me. Not once or for a big occasion, but daily. And he follows it up with the statement, for those who seek to save their life will lose it, but those who lose their life for my sake will save it. And that's the really important bit. You see, as we consider what it means for us as God's people to face difficulty, to face uncomfortable challenges, it is important for us to remember that they are difficult and uncomfortable when we do them by ourselves. Gift giving is it's a fine art. If you've ever had to buy something for someone that has functionally everything, or worse yet, if you've ever had to try to select the right present, children laugh about it a lot. That I can tell you that I use the thermal insulated mugs from Ozark Trails at Walmart, and not Yeti mugs, because I've done the research and I know that they're the same mill steel and they're made in the same factories, and that according to all the research, they have the exact same cooling and heating time. And so I'm kind of specific about things. I have a slight obsession with perfect pens. I own things that are very specific, and I've done massive quantities of research. So you can't just buy anything for me. I'm going to be gracious. I am always going to be gracious, but I am particular. Because I know exactly the things that I would like to have. And part of that is there aren't a lot of things in the world that I want. I don't necessarily have an extensive collection of lots and lots of things. I just usually want one good thing of any one thing. And then I'll use that thing extensively. Hold on a sec here. Yeah, I'm carrying one of those pens with me right now. I own exactly one of these. I've probably carried this pen for about 3 years now. It's on me at all points and times. And it's made of perfectly milled aircraft-grade aluminum. It's just who I am. Buying the right gift for someone can be terribly difficult. But what do we give God? I mean, what do you give the being that literally has everything? What is it that God wants from us? And I'm going to tell you all right now that I think as human beings, we have a really terrible perception of what gifts God would like us to give him, because we all are inclined to focus on the things that we think that God will appreciate from us based on what we think we're good at. You know, God wants me to give him his best. God wants me to offer my greatest skills, my deepest talents, my most treasured abilities. You know, of course, God wants my tithe, my 10%. And in the Old Testament, that 10% gift was never given as an afterthought. It was always the first fruits, the original bests, the prime examples. And I think as humans, we have this understanding of God as being a God that wants my best stuff. And I'm not going to say that it doesn't please God when with a joyful heart we bring him our best stuff. But I think one of the things that we miss when we talk about God, one of the things that we misunderstand is how much God wants our worst too. God wants you to give him and to turn over to him your deepest problems, your greatest shames. God wants you to hand over to him the things that make you feel anxious and fearful and sad and guilty. Because Jesus did not take our greatest gifts and nail them with himself to the cross. Jesus never said, come and lay down here at the foot of the cross your greatest abilities. He says, bring me your sin. Bring me your brokenness. Bring me your heartache. Bring me the thing that makes you feel the lowest and give that to me. As humans, we want to hold those things back because those are the things we hold back from each other. And sometimes they're even the things that we kind of try to hold back from ourselves. Try to admit aren't there. We certainly don't think of them as very good gifts to give to God. And yet, what is it that Jesus is asking his disciples to do in this gospel passage but to take up their cross and follow him? Follow him where? Follow him with the cross. Because what did he do? He went to the cross. And what did he do? Go to the cross to do? To bear upon himself the totality of our brokenness. When we pray our prayers and we address our God, do we think of it as a good gift when we say, Father, please take from me this thing within me that I am so heartbroken about? Because it should be the thing that we're praying about, because it is the thing that he wants. And he wants it because he is the God who heals the brokenhearted. We think about stretching our abilities to give to God. We think about stretching our abilities to give to God. We need to stretch our ability to give God our brokenness. Because if we can't do that, then we can't do the next step. See, the next step is when God makes us whole. And when God makes us whole, then he gives us the ability to do and to accomplish things that we could never do or accomplish before. He gives us the ability to actually go out and do good in his kingdom, do good for each other, do good for our world, do good for ourselves. And until we sacrifice that one thing, we can't move forward. So as we are talking about embracing the uncomfortable, and embracing the notion of stretching our abilities, the first thing we have to do is embrace that those things that make us uncomfortable are the very things that God wants from us, our brokenness. Now, as God's people, when God takes from us that brokenness, God takes from us our sin, our sorrow, our fears, when we learn to hand those things over wholly and completely, God gives us the ability to, in turn, turn and serve. And what it means to serve is different for each and every person. Some people might be called to stand in front of a crowd of folks and talk. Here I am, standing in front of a crowd of folks talking. Some folks might be called to never once stand in front of a crowd of people, ever, 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 but to do the things quietly in the background in hopes that nobody actually notices that they're back there. That's okay too. In fact, Service is service. So I say to you all today, as those who have been saved by the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, those who have been enabled by the gift of God giving you forgiveness, renewal, and new life, how is God calling you to serve?